Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This spot to be 2 below for the high on Saturday? I wonder if those are the type of temps that Bobby Nightingale from the Minnesota Star Tribune, he enjoys here over the holiday season. He covers the Minnesota Twins, and he joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Cole Banker Hotline. Bobby, I appreciate you being on the show, but what do you make of the below zero temperatures this weekend coming up?
It just makes me wish I was back in Florida. Just got back.
Oh, my goodness. What part of Florida were you visiting?
Winter meetings were in Orlando.
That's right. Well, happy holidays to you. And by the way, you know, this is your first holiday season with your, with the baby now, right? With your son?
Yeah, first one. Yep.
All right. What do you make of fatherhood right now?
I wish I had more sleep, but, you know, after 4 days on the road, I guess I can't say that out loud in the house.
Well, congratulations, man. There's a lot of stuff that's been percolating with the hot stove. We know how baseball gets and the signings and everything that's taking place. But, you know, you cover the Minnesota Twins, specifically in Major League Baseball. And I think a lot of people are kind of wondering, not kind of, but everybody's wondering what the Twins are going to do here in the offseason via trades possibly, or even making some additions to their team, because they need to make some additions regardless of what happens to their organization. Let's start with the report, some reporting that came out earlier this week from The Athletic, that the Twins were looking to retain and keep Pablo Lopez, Joe Ryan, and Byron Buxton. I know that those three big names for this team, they're kind of the headliners. They're kind of the ones that people will take seriously in terms of looking at the Twins as a serious team or an organization. I don't want to see this organization move on from those three people or players. What do you make of that report?
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, Derek Falvey said as much, you know, beforehand and after the winter meetings that's their plan. They're keeping the three guys. If a crazy trade offer happened, yeah, maybe that's a different conversation. But the kind of the big question going into the offseason was, what direction were they going to go? Were they going to tear it down further? And it was always Derek Falvey's goal to add to the team. And now ownership says they give the green light for that. You know, they're going to add a little bit to the payroll, not going to spend much. Payroll is still going to be lower than it was the past 5, 6, 7 years, but there will be some capacity to add to the roster. So no reason to trade those guys unless they're getting immediate major league help back in return. So, they see a weak division, a weak American League Central, and they say, you know, with the starting pitching, especially that they have, that, give it a run, see where you're at the trade deadline, and go from there.
That's good news to hear, because I like and enjoy, you know, covering and watching all three of those individuals play. I think that Byron Buxton last season was his best season as a Major League Baseball player. Pablo Lopez, very unfortunate season with him being injured. I'm a fan of Joe Ryan's. I think that Joe Ryan has tremendous upside, and we have not seen yet the best of Joe Ryan. But just having those guys coming back or not going elsewhere is not enough. This team needs some upgrades in other places. Where do you believe they need to start? Because I believe it starts in the bullpen.
Yeah, they do want to add relievers. Now, some of those will be like non-roster invitees, the kind of the lowest level. But, I expect, they added Danny Coulomb last year. I expect a couple signings of that kind of ilk. And then I expect a big bat. They want Jeremy Zoll, the GM, so they want to add a power bat. So first base is kind of the obvious one. They don't really have a first baseman. Cody Clemens is the top guy there right now. But that's what they're targeting. They want a power bat that can add some thump to the lineup, and they're looking for relievers to kind of fill out the bullpen. Obviously, you're not going to get a Joe Andrade, Griffin Jacks, the guys you traded away, but they do need experience there. There's not much proven guys down in the bullpen right now.
You know, when you look at this team specifically from a pitching perspective, we love Joe Ryan, we love Pablo Lopez. One of the guys though that regressed last year, and I said as much, that like, for this team to go back and win a division, they were going to need this guy to continue to take a step forward, and he did. He regressed, and that was Bailey Ober. Where are you at with Bailey Ober in terms of his progression or maybe lag thereof from last year? Like, do you think that he is the guy that this organization is banking on having a bounce-back season?
I think they're hopeful. There were some health-related things. He was dealing with a hip thing. Ended up on the injured list a little bit, like in July, I believe, but it contributed. I mean, his velocity was way down last year. By the end of the season, he was throwing 88 miles an hour, which is still hard, but in Major League Baseball, it's one of the softest velocities out there. So, I mean, it's hard to survive when he's throwing 92, 93, let alone just 88. So they're hopeful that, his velocity will return if he's healthy. He's a big part of it. I mean, if he has another bad season, it makes it a lot tougher, puts a lot more pressure on one of those young pitchers to step up. But, for 2-3 years, it wasn't like this is a blind faith thing. For 2-3 years, Bailey Ober was one of the more consistent pitchers on this team. So, they're hopeful that it was just kind of an injury, reason for last year's decline.
Talking to Minnesota Twins beat writer for the Minnesota Star Tribune, Bobby Nightingale Jr. here on the Chad Hartman Show, courtesy of the John Schuster Call Banker Hotline. Who is the one player that maybe flies under the radar right now of the younger guys that has to be productive here this season for the Twins to do anything?
Well, I think one of the young starters has to be really good, whether it's Simeon Woods Richardson, and he's out of minor league options. So if he doesn't pitch well in the rotation, he's going to end up in the bullpen pretty quickly. Zebby Matthews, David Festa, those guys have kind of flashed potential before, but this is kind of the year that they have to be good. I mean, the pressure's on them. If not, Taj Bradley, Mick Abel, some of the new trade additions they got. They do have a lot of young pitching guys to go from, and they're hopeful that two of them will click. Obviously, pitching injuries is kind of a common occurrence, and as Bailey Ober showed, regression is a thing. But they're hopeful that of all the young pitchers that they have, two of them will click and take a step forward in the rotation, and then that'll be the strength of the club. I mean, if you keep Pablo Lopez, you keep Joe Ryan, and Bailey Ober takes a step forward, especially from last season, then if all you need is two of those 5, 6, 7 young starters that they have to have a good year, and you feel good about your rotation as one of the better ones in the league.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Well, what does Derek Falvey think of Taj Bradley? Because from what we did see from him, he showed to me that he has a live arm.
Yeah, I think they're pretty high on him. I mean, his fastball is one of the better ones. It was like a splitter was the problem last year. That's the reason the Rays traded him, was they just couldn't fix the splitter, and his strikeout rate dropped. And it's like, okay, if you can figure that out or even add another pitch and that makes his splitter look a little bit better, the strikeouts go back up. I mean, it was only 2 years ago with the Rays where it was like he's going to be Tampa Bay's next big star in their rotation. And obviously they got Griffin Jacks. They got a good reliever for him, so it wasn't like they traded him for nothing. But the Twins are hopeful, you know, just a tweak here, tweak there, that, yeah, he could be a solid. And they don't need him to be the star of the rotation. They have Joe Ryan, Pablo Lopez, but just be a guy that you have a chance to win every time he's out there.
Bobby, I'm sure that you guys probably asked the question of Derek about payroll. Did he elaborate or even the topic of conversation about how much spending, if at all, would increase or decrease? Where are we at with spending for the Twins?
Yeah, he didn't give anything publicly that, you know, that's still a conversation they have. Obviously, the minority investors who have yet to be announced. I expect an announcement there next week. So finally a finish line, but it's going to be one of those things where he's going to have to, you know, put on his recruiting hat and pitch it to the ownership group, not just the Polads, but the new minority investors who are all coming in and saying, you know, if we sign these guys, this is what it'll make. This will give us this much better of a chance to compete in the American League Central next year. So I think that's a fluid thing, but I would expect, I mean, right now they currently sit at $95 million. Last year they ended at $130 million. So, I mean, if you're talking $105 million, so it gives them $10 to $15 million to spend this offseason, you know, that makes sense in my head.
All right, Bobby, before I let you go, I do want to ask you about just your thoughts. We had the MLB draft lottery. The Twins end up with the third overall pick. I think number one went to the White Sox, and I think the second pick went to the Rays. Did it go to the Rays?
Yep, you're right.
All right, so it went to the Rays, and then the Twins. Like, when you start looking at the different list and people are doing mock drafts, what are some of the positions that potentially could be game changers far down the road for the Twins at pick number three?
Yeah, I mean, if they take a college player, it doesn't take long for these guys to make it to the big leagues anymore. You know, at number three, you're either looking at probably the best pitcher in the draft or, you know, probably a shortstop. You know, there's a lot of shortstops at the top of the draft right now, high school and college. And so I think they look at it as a guy, especially if it's a college player, that someone they could expect to see in the big leagues within 2 years, you know, by 2028. Just that's kind of the way it goes for the top five picks is if they're not a high school guy, they go pretty quickly.
Bobby Nightingale Jr. from the Minnesota Star Tribune. I appreciate your time, my man. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you. Thanks,
right.
Blake.
Take care. It's Bobby Nightingale Jr. joining us here on the Chad Hartman Show. We'll take a break. And coming up next, the Powerball was not hit. Harrigan didn't win it. I didn't win it. Although I looked to win it this weekend. But if you hit the Powerball jackpot, is there any issue in society that you would try to tackle with a few of your dollars? We get to that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.